time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump delivered his first State of the Union address Tuesday evening, and we here at What's News watched it so you didn't have to.
Over the last year, the world has seen what we always knew, that no people on earth are so fearless or daring or determined as Americans. If there is a mountain, we climb it. If there's a frontier, we cross it. If there's a challenge, we tame it. If there's an opportunity, we seize it. So let's begin tonight by recognizing that the state of our union is strong because our people are strong.
In the third longest State of the Union address on record, clocking in at over an hour and 20 minutes, stretched out by Trump applauding his own lines, he hit on a number of issues while leaving out some important topics as well. Right off the top, he mentioned some of the natural disasters the U.S. faced this year.
To everyone still recovering in Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, everywhere, we are with you, we love you, and we always will pull through together, always.
Of course, his one and only mention of Puerto Rico left out the fact that while a third of the island still lacks electricity, FEMA will officially stop giving out food and water on Wednesday. So much for love. Trump took credit for falling unemployment numbers, most notably among African Americans.
And something I'm very proud of, African-American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded.
What he failed to mention is that the black unemployment rate fell just one percentage point in the year that Trump's been in office. A similar drop of one percentage point was recorded during the same 11-month period in 2016. The drop was even more pronounced in each of the 3 years before that. It fell 1.9 percentage points in 2015, 1.5 in 2014, and 1.8 percentage points in 2013. In other words, the downward trend has continued under Trump, although at a slower pace than in recent years. Although the White House signaled before the speech that the president would call for unity, the speech was filled with divisive passages. He talked a lot about immigration, but equated immigration with gang violence.
Tonight I am calling on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 and other criminal gangs to break into our country. We have proposed new legislation that will fix our immigration laws and support our ICE and Border Patrol agents. These are great people. These are great, great people that work so hard in the midst of such danger so that this can never happen again.
That whole section of the speech was just plain insulting.
There was a lot of dark talk. There was a lot of manifestations of threat. Here's a signature moment from last night.
Struggling communities, especially immigrant communities, will also be helped by immigration policies that focus on the best interests of American workers and American families. For decades, open borders have allowed drugs and gangs to pour into our most vulnerable communities. They've allowed millions of low-wage workers to compete for jobs and wages against the poorest Americans. Most tragically, they have caused the loss of many innocent lives.
So you had him laying out there. It's fact challenge, no question about it, but it was certainly something that was a salvo politically. Van Jones kind of captured how people on the left felt about it with this.
He was selling sweet tasting candy with poison in it. What he said about those young people, he implied, and he did it deliberately, that dreamers are gang members. And when you look at the numbers, facts matter. Facts matter.
Facts matter that some dreamers are gang members.
You know what the numbers are? 39 kids out of, this is according to the U.S. government, 39 kids.
Keep saying, picking on the dreamers and using that group as a villain base is a mistake statistically.
And of course, there was this line.
My duty and the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, and their right to the American dream. Because Americans are dreamers too.
Regarding Trump's claims over the visa lottery program,
the third pillar ends the visa lottery, a program that randomly hands out green cards without any regard for skill, merit, or the safety of American people.
That's a really sweeping claim here, that the visa lottery program would be basically something with, quote, no regard for skill, merit, or safety. That is false. In fact, under the law, this visa program requires U.S. government background checks for security, plus either a high school education or 2 years work experience. And that's according to the State Department. So a lot of different ways to get visas, of course, but it is wrong for the president to stand in front of the country and say the current system doesn't address safety or merit at all. I got
the... And that's just a brief look at the State of the Union address in today's edition of What's News. We'll get more in depth into the speech on today's show, which you can listen to on demand anytime at NicoleSandler.com.